With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Several events expected to draw thousands of protesters to Capitol Hill ahead of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's afternoon address to Congress. Bernie Bennett reports.
Democrat Representative Pramila Jayapal of Washington State plans to address an audience at an event called Peace is Possible, an alternative vision for Israel and Palestine, as Netanyahu delivers his speech. Thousands of people are expected to gather on Capitol Hill to protest before Netanyahu's speech, spearheaded by several black, indigenous, and multiracial activist groups. Among their demands, that Israel halt its military operation in Gaza and the U.S. end military assistance to Israel. Several other Democratic lawmakers will also meet with families of American hostages instead of attending the address. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
On the campaign trail, Kamala Harris will head to the solidly Republican state of Indiana. Donald Trump holding his first public campaign rally since President Biden's exit from the presidential race. Mr. Trump will be in Charlotte, North Carolina. Also at SRNNews.com, firefighters in the West scrambling as wildfires threaten communities in Oregon, California, and Washington. Jessica Moore, a spokesperson for the Cow and Durkee fires in Oregon, says the weather has helped fuel the blaze.
Based on, you know, how hot and dry it has been, there's been not really any humidity recovery overnight, so the fire just has not slowed down. And the fuel type it's burning in, it burns pretty quick, pretty fast, because of the fine fuels of grass, sage, and that juniper fuel type. So it's just able to travel really quick.
More than 200,000 acres have been scorched by the Durkee fire. Drops for big tech, dragging stocks lower. The Dow off 301 points. The NASDAQ is losing 482. This is SRN News. Evangelism at the Olympics.
The French Bible Society will hand out copies of the scriptures as millions of athletes and spectators gather in Paris for the Summer Games. 140,000 copies of the New Testament in French and another 60,000 in English will be given away during the two-week Olympiad, and other Christian ministries are teaming up with the FBS to help out. About 11 million people in all are expected in Paris for the Olympics and the Paralympics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The leader of an historic church in downtown Dallas, nearly destroyed by a fire, says church officials plan to rebuild the iconic structure. First Baptist Dallas senior pastor Robert Jeffress says insurance will cover the cost. The Victorian-style red brick church is a Texas historic landmark built in 1890. It now stands as a charred shell, virtually everything inside its brick walls destroyed. This is SRN News. Correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on U.S. Senator Bob Menendez resigning after his corruption conviction.
Menendez had insisted after the July 16th verdict that he was innocent and promised to appeal. He was convicted of charges that he sold the power of his office to three New Jersey businessmen who sought a variety of favors. Prosecutors said Menendez used his influence to meddle in three different state and federal criminal investigations to protect his associates. The resignation gives New Jersey's Democratic Governor Phil Murphy the ability to appoint someone to the Senate for the remainder of Menendez's term, which expires on January 3rd. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Lawyers for Brian Koberger, the man accused of fatally stabbing four University of Idaho students in 2022, are urging a judge to move his trial out of the county. They say intense media coverage and public interest make it impossible for him to get a fair trial, so it should be moved to Boise, almost 300 miles away. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.